Welcome to Family Sanity with your host, Dr. Brian Stress. When you or a loved one are facing life's challenges, this hour could be your lifeline to understanding and improving your relationships. No matter your age, there is something here for you. Now, here is Dr. Brian Stress.
Welcome to Family Sanity. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Stress, with special co-host Cynthia Kent. Thanks for joining us today for the show. We'll also be joined today later by pharmacist Ted Regalia, as well as Mark Mall, who's a counselor, as well as expert in nutrition. Today's topic is on personality disorders. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there about personality disorders. If you have any questions or comments about personality disorders or any of the other topics that we've talked about that are pertinent, such as parenting issues, tantrums, cognitive issues, memory problems, depression and stuff, please feel free to call our show today at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or if you have access to email, please email your questions or comments to familysanity@drstressassociates.com. That's familysanity@drstressassociates.com. So once again, today's topic is personality disorders. The title for today's topic is, do all of my family and friends have a personality disorder? Causes, symptoms, and treatment of common personality disorders. Everybody has difficulty getting along with friends, family, coworkers, or new acquaintances from time to time. However, individuals with personality disorders possess and utilize long-standing, rigid behavior patterns that make it difficult, if not impossible, to get along with others and or to maintain healthy relationships. Just because someone is different does not mean that they have a personality disorder. Individuals with personality disorders rarely seek treatment on their own because they generally blame others and circumstances for their continued problems, but treatment is possible. So, Cynthia, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So this is something you and I deal with on a daily basis as mental health providers. Let's start off with what is a personality disorder? Not any specific personality disorder. What's your? How would you define that, Cynthia?
A personality disorder?
Yeah.
Well, it would look much different than a regular mental health disorder. It's characterized by bad patterns of behavior, also thoughts and inner experiences. So it's pretty much how the person views the world in itself. A personality disorder is an inner experience and also a pattern of behaviors and thoughts about the world.
Okay, so I think you referenced there real quickly. There are other mental health difficulties that we diagnose and treat, such as depression, anxiety, maybe even a thought disorder, such as somebody who's experiencing hallucinations or possibly delusions. But so those things are, they used to be called Axis 1. The Axis 1 disappeared in our new cookbook of diagnoses. But so those things can come and go. A personality disorder, based on what you said, is something that's, it's there every day. Okay, whether the person's happy or sad, that it's kind of a lens in how they view the interactions on
their
a daily
world,
basis.
Their world, their interactions, and themselves.
And themselves. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. So, and all of us have personality, of course, but a personality disorder, so the part disorder there would suggest that these are, that the person has some sort of lens that interferes with their ability to get along and or possibly creates problems for them on a daily, even hourly basis in some cases.
Right. It's a dysfunctional pattern. It's not something like a personality that they I would describe as bubbly or outgoing or anything like that. This is that's why it's called a disorder, because it does not work. It's a maladaptive pattern of all these aspects of behavior, of interaction with others, of self-image, thoughts, and all of that. So
right. So if somebody is like eternally optimistic, they're energetic, they're problem solvers, we wouldn't consider that a personality disorder, because those resources or personality characteristics can actually help with relationships and problem solving and getting along in the world, whereas
exactly.
A disorder undermines it.
Exactly.
Okay, I think that's a very good distinction. Great. Anything else you would say about to help people understand what a personality disorder is?
Let me think here. Well, we have, I suppose, different criteria. They are considered mental disorders, but like you said, I mean, they cause significant distress or disability in their lives, as opposed to something that could be more emotional, like an anxiety or depression. So it's distinctive in that sense. It just seems like it's, I don't know if I want to say this, but a little bit bigger, if you will.
It's there every day for their life.
Exactly.
Right.
But then at the same time, I mean, yes, it may take a little bit longer to treat, but it's also treatable. I mean, we can get the person's strengths too, because everybody has strengths. Even though people with personality disorders may distort that and think they don't, they do. And these disorders are also treatable.
Right. And that's a wonderful point, and I can't emphasize that enough. I mean, one of my schemas, one of my thoughts that assist me in doing my job every day is I look at every person as an individual who has strengths and positives. Even somebody who is cognitively disabled, I guarantee you that person has skills and or abilities that I don't have. And I absolutely look for those things, and I appreciate those.
Right.
But so people with personality disorders, just because somebody has a personality disorder doesn't mean it's the end of the game. I mean,
right. And when you talk about causes, for instance, I mean, it's personalities are developed through experiences and behaviors throughout the person's life and how they might be perceiving in childhood and all those things, interactions with parents and siblings and whatnot and others. So if that molded that personality, we can also mold it in a sense. I mean, of course, with the person's strengths and their motivation and whatnot, we can also mold it to become better with their strengths.
Right. So we can maybe assist people in identifying maybe some of their errors and how their lens is messing with how them being successful in their life. And or we can then assist that person if they're willing. And I think that's the really difficult part with personality disorders. A lot of people, they've been reinforced, they've been positively affirmed for and or trained in this personality disorder, so they don't really see an option outside of it.